Now, is the biggest deal of the year about to collapse? Simon Jack has more on that. Simon?
Very possibly, Sarah. This morning, shareholders at commodity trading giant Glencore and the miner Xstrata are meeting in Switzerland to vote on a merger that would create the world's fourth biggest mining company. Glencore already owns about a third of Xstrata, and it's offered to buy the rest of the company. But other Xstrata shareholders have been haggling over the price, and many predict the deal will collapse. Jeremy Beckwith is Chief Investment Officer at London Wall Partners. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Is this doomed?
Almost certainly, without a very major change of heart by Glencore in the next few hours.
Why is that? Now, what the problem is, if we've got some dissatisfied shareholders of Xstrata who don't feel they're getting paid enough, and primary among them is the Qatar Investment Authority, the sovereign wealth fund. What's their problem?
Their problem is they don't think Glencore are offering enough for Xstrata. They have a big shareholding in Xstrata that they think is worth a lot more on a long-term view than Glencore's prepared to pay today.
Is this to do with the fact that, I mean, is the fact this deal is about to collapse got anything to do with people's changing view on the commodity cycle thing, that China's slowing down, maybe raw materials aren't going to go up quite as fast as they have in the past? Is that to do with this or not? Or because it's in shares, it's not really like that?
Not really, because both are mining companies, so both have been hit negatively by all those factors that you mentioned, so their share prices both have come down, and the terms of the deal are a share-for-share swap.
It's interesting with sovereign wealth funds. We see, you know, Norway's got a very big one, Qatar has, Abu Dhabi, and they seem to become increasingly aggressive or active as shareholders, where in the past they've been a bit more passive. Is that a reflection of the fact they are, you know, now the only person with any money left in the world?
Yes, absolutely. And they've been growing. Their equity holdings have been growing very fast, whereas pension funds and the other big institutions have been reducing equity. So these big sovereign wealth funds own more and more of the world's largest companies.
Because in the old days, you know, they didn't take such an aggressive... Have they become more sophisticated? Now, should we prepare ourselves to see sovereign wealth funds becoming much more active and actually having control like this?
Yeah, I think that's right. Sovereign wealth funds, they own a larger share of the stock markets. They've got much more professional in their investment operations, and they're realising that they do have significant power. And as arms of governments, they are quite strong on corporate governance, and so they take these things very seriously.
And is this going to be a black eye for the boss of Glencore? I mean, he listed the company to give him a currency, namely shares, to do exactly this kind of deal, and the first time of asking, it looks like it's failed.
It does look very strange. He spent a lot of time making sure the management at Xstrata were happy to approve the deal and propose it to shareholders, but he spent very little time, it seems, on making sure the shareholders are happy with the terms.
OK, well, that meeting is later today, and the indications are that the biggest deal of the year is off. Jeremy Beckwith, thank you very much.
Simon, thanks very much. The time now, 20 minutes past seven.